Is it any shock that in today's world where we can connect easier than any time in history, we are actually very disconnected? And one way this shows up most in our lives is dating. One of the most common ways that people find each other today is through the world of online dating. And that's good, but the odds are greatly stacked against you if you are a man in this game. So, are there any alternatives? In this episode, I'm going to discuss some of the alternative ways to finding dates that do not involve online dating. You probably think online dating is easy, but did you know that you are outnumbered on most dating sites 2-1 and sometimes even 5-1 on almost every dating site out there if you're a man? I think you've got better odds in Vegas. Now, don't get me wrong, online can work, but the disadvantage is that you're at a disadvantage if you're the guy. That being said, I have seen many couples that did meet online, and yes, they had success with it. So if you are going to do the online thing and you want a serious relationship, at least please make sure it's from a credible site that focuses more towards relationships. Speed dating is a nice option if you're looking for somebody to date. The disadvantage is that you do have a lot of guys that she's going to be running through in a very short period of time. So here's my little secret with speed dating. When you sit down, give her your name and then find out what her interests are right there. And I would do it just like that. Hey, my name is so-and-so. So yeah, tell me a little bit about you. What are your interests? Are you nervous? Yeah, little secret, so is she. Small talk, openers, anything to break the ice, compliment her on her shoes, get her talking about herself so you can decide if you are compatible and would like to ask her out on a date. I realize that the whole process I just described to you can be a little bit intimidating, especially if it's your first time. And one of the things I coach men on is having confidence when they're doing this. In fact, it's my second most important principle of the three principles of attraction. So if you want to apply to be one of those men that really masters the confidence game, go ahead and see the application link in the description below. What about church functions? Are church functions a good place to meet women you might like to date? And actually, the answer is absolutely. In fact, it's one of my favorite places to suggest men meet women because your values are quite often aligned with hers. Most churches even have a singles group right there in the church. One of the greatest advantages of a church group of singles, or just finding someone in the church who is single, is it does a lot of the pre-work for you. Not only are your values most likely aligned, but you will share many of the same interests as well. When deciding where you want to meet women, think outside the box, okay? Get creative. Online is good and everybody has got the same idea, so unfortunately the numbers aren't in your favor even though it might work. Consider where you can find people with common interests and common values. Think, if I was serious and I really wanted to put some work into finding a real relationship, where would I go? She's asking herself this same question, so the chances of you two meeting each other at the same conclusion is highly likely. Again, if you're interested in mastering the confidence to pull off a successful approach to women, you can apply to be one of the men that I'm coaching using the application link in the description below. And that's the tip for this week. If you like the tips you hear on this show, then don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, and leave a comment. If you're listening to this on podcast, then please leave a 5-star review and comment. That's how you can help this show to grow, and the more it grows, the more great content I can keep bringing you. As always, get out there and ace it.